Well, hello, folks, and good morning to everybody. It's your old buddy Luke Clayton, and welcome to High Plains Outdoors this morning. I'm coming to you from the porch of my little cabin in the trees behind the house here. A little bit of a light rain pattering down on this old tin roof. I've got my enamel coffee pot, a couple of cups of coffee left in there, and I'm just sitting out here relaxing and listening to Western Swing and other things, which I do every Saturday morning. It's kind of one of the highlights of my week. And I have the distinct privilege of sharing the outdoors, my outdoor lifestyle, with all of you folks. I think many of you know I'm an old outdoor writer. I've been writing about hunting and fishing for just about 28 years now. And in that course of time, I'll tell you what, I've been exposed to a lot of neat people and a lot of neat ideas. I've learned a great deal about different facets of the outdoors from people that either are in the industry or they make their living guiding or hunting or something of that nature. But occasionally I'll come about a really neat product or something, an idea sometimes, a new way of doing things that I like to share with my readers and listeners. And that's kind of the case in today's show. For years, hunting leases were a big deal, and they still are for a lot of people, but more and more people today just simply do not have the time to drive 2 or 3, 4 hours to a hunting lease, to put out feeders for the wildlife, to manage food plots, and all the things that go with the hunting lease, to fix the cabin up or keep the camper in good repair. It's all that's fun, and I've done it for years and years, but it is time-consuming, and the truth of things, in today's busy world, there's just a lot of people do not have that much time. I've got a friend that owns Ranger Creek Ranch. Now, Ranger Creek is located, if you could picture Wichita Falls up in North Texas, Ranger Creek is south of there, I'm going to say 80 miles. Actually, Ranger Creek, there's, I think, I'm not sure, 14,000 or so acres up there that they have to hunt, but it's right next to the famous Wagoner Ranch. Actually, it shares a property line with the Wagoner. But Ranger Creek Ranch, the owner, Rennell Scott, a good friend of mine, I've hunted up there on this ranch for the past 15, 18 years. Rennell came about an idea that I think is awesome. Instead of a season lease, where the hunter takes care of everything that you would normally do in a season hunting lease, corn feeders, keeping them full, keeping the cabin fixed, all those kind of things. She has what she calls the mini leases, where a family or a group of hunters decide which days they would like to be there in the hunting season. And this also includes hogs. There's many hog leases that she offers. But here's the way it works. You have a cabin of your own, or a house, depending. There's several houses and nice clean structures over this big old ranch. You have the cabin that you choose, that area to hunt on. The ranch takes care of keeping feeders filled and the food plots. In other words, the management plan, the wildlife management plan on the rest of Ranger Creek Ranch is the same as where you hunt. They don't want to take, it would be counterproductive to take too many animals off of a given tract or whatever. So they keep tabs of that. It's a management plan. But I thought, when Rennell was telling me about that, I thought, what an idea. Of course, these leases can be for deer. She can tailor them if you are just interested in hog hunting. A lot of that probably takes place after the close of deer season, but not necessarily so. You could, go up for 4 days, have the cabin, do your own cooking, and they take you around, show you where the stands are. Pretty neat way. I've got a time reserved myself for up there this fall. I want to do that myself. I think it would be neat. Just an idea of something I've learned I thought I would share with you folks. You can go online to RangerCreekRanch.com. RangerCreekRanch.com, and there's a contact spot there. You can give Rennell a call if you'd like to learn more about this type of hunting. I think it's pretty neat. So we are out of time. Let's tune in next week to me right here. We'll have a bunch more fun talking hunting and fishing. Today's High Plains Outdoors is made possible by the Dallas Safari Club, Smoking Tech's Electric Smokers, Air Force Air Guns, Darton Archery, Snaplock Hunting Blinds, Pyramid Air, Sightmark, maker of the Photon XT that I use to night hunt with, and Catfish Bubblegum.